dash, check, dash, ins, dash, a story of a great tragedy if left to the status quo. Hi. I really don't know what to say except I've said it all and still I get no traction in our civil society. I have support emails to a variety of locations. All at once. The movie. Everything Everywhere All at Once, had 7 Oscars this weekend. One of which was Best Picture. That is a very important notation that it is the very first person of color to win in a category since Halle Berry won. This country is extremely biased. This country, its politics, its law enforcement and its due process rights versus violation of those rights is extremely backwards. There is no justification at all for the delay of Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, specifically giving disability inclusion and legal capacity. On the CDC website there is a document on there, called Disability Inclusion. And still it will serve no purpose. There is a document on the web by the Columbia Civil Rights Division Law Offices, I don't know exactly what their site's called, but something similar, Columbia Law. Bringing Home Legal Capacity. Its subtitle is Learning from Others. That is the crux. The foundational heart. The root cause of the disoriented excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse, nonsensical asinine and lunacy that I have lived through since 2005 when I registered the internet domain. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://fuckeduphuman.net/ That was June of 2005. On May 1, 2005, and April 30, 2005, I appear on the Urban Dictionary. The definitions of real up human, fucked up human, and its centerpoint connective. Definition of humans. Now let me pull the definition for you. Humans. There are two adversary forms of humans, which are the fucked up human and the real up human. To scale from one or the other, all humans fall somewhere in line by every action that a human makes, dash, dash, even each and every last keystroke being done. Well, be real up y'all humans. Okay. By in the mind way, May 2nd, 2005. How this applies to a story and how Growler should become involved. You see, I was first diagnosed with HIV. Not just as a positive person. But my first diagnosis was already compromised immune system with a T cell count of 156. When was that? That was September of 1999. Let me make that out for you. 1999 to 2009 is 10 years. 2009 to 2019 would be 20 years. It was in March of 2019 that something happened. Something severe and grave. This was before I became aware of a term. This is classified as the term affecting many. Reported in a New York Times article in 2015, over 10,000 people are affected by this. I know it's much more than that. I'll give you an understanding of why I know that is true. My only resolve has to be my death. My death of HIV. You know, people still die of HIV in the United States of America. I think the latest count statistics reflect that there's 6,000 people die of HIV-related AIDS causes in the United States of America every year. 6,000 people die of a disease that you should not die of. My doctor is in Denver, Colorado, and I'm giving names and Pino records that have discs commenting. Just so you know, this is not an anonymous story. Her name is Dr. Nancy Ellen Mattinger. Web, link, https://npino.com/np/1326148180-nancy-mattinger/. It is instrumental for you to know that my care in Denver collapsed. Even though my doctor tells me I should have a full lifetime expectancy even with HIV/AIDS. My housing in Denver collapsed. My building manager in Denver stole the business Google business listing I had for my apartment for an adult consent thought and practice at school. The name of the school was registered with an actual Google business and identity which requires a postcard to come in the mail. I already then you know this was everything up on board. The building manager Daryl Johnson stole the Google postcard verification. Eventually it became an active to a civil society legitimate location. He tells me I cannot develop a school and I cannot develop a charter. I can develop the school and yes I can develop it as a startup and yes I can have such a location established in that particular building. My rights have been violated continuously. I had a Google group from Oakland, California that failed. Web, link, https://groups.google.com/g/local-hive-communityoaklandca/c/zbuvezi3w? PLE equals 1. I did the same thing I did in Denver less I did in Oakland. A Google Hangout invited into the project. I invited the leadership of the HIV community into the knowing of my story and my project, my deals and my mission. Both in Oakland and Denver the same approach was given an olive branch attempt of understanding. Failure. Why? As of 2023, I have this answerable beyond a reasonable doubt court level testimonial level evidential record. The answer to this is self-evident. In Oakland I had not yet put it into an idea of a school. But there was no participation from the local HIV community. My main source of harassment online was at that time Adam for Adam, Men for Now, and Manhunt. It was a multi-site cyber attack in Oakland. I pretty much identified the source very easily one day. Adam for Adam iconic orange theme. Which they still use today. Insult of all insults. My very own case manager who worked for the AIDS Project East Bay. His name was Jamal Graham. He is now the building manager for Allen Temple Manor. This is a location at 76th and International Boulevard. One day as I was entering the building one late hour after 10 p.m. I can see an orange glow emanating from the inner office. The man was on Adam for Adam after hours. Not just any old time period. No, I had already established there was a hate group that was cyberbullying me. A very prominent orange glow from the computer inside the office. He was accessing Adam for Adam. Why? Once again this answer is self-evident. Let me see if I can do a Google search for some key terms. The location of 76th and International Boulevard is directly across the street from 7515 International Boulevard. In 2005 I registered the internet domain I mentioned above. With the permission or at least knowledge of the director for the East Oakland Community Project, the homeless shelter. At the time I was in the homeless shelter before my placement at Allen Temple Manor. I had several things I had accomplished involving my stay at a homeless shelter. There were these computers that people would leave. They would leave their computer hardware back behind in storage. As they were subjugated out to become homeless and maybe find resources or not. Maybe not find resources at all and actually die of HIV I suppose. There were three computer setups there but none of them worked. There was one Macintosh 2 PCS, a location for a printer and another location for workstation when none of this equipment was working. The location for this is very unique. Very unique that it became a part of my license on my license. To have a homeless shelter at the same time period that your renewal for your license has to go through and you have to put the homeless shelter on your next issued license. 5725 International Boulevard in Oakland, California. That was the location of the homeless shelter. I found this homeless shelter because it's very unique to the location of Oakland. It has a huge tower on it. At the very top of the tower is the word mutual. Now, in of itself may not serve for you to know what the origin of mutual stores is. Now in of itself you may not understand that I found this tower in a 1928 business promotions video which was a silent film touting Oakland with the first built airport being premiered in the video. I'm not providing links. This can be found at the Internet Archive under what is called moving images or videos. I brought this to the attention of the director of the shelter, Wendy Jackson, and my case manager, Tabitha. I don't remember her last name. You see, everybody in the shelter had this underlying secret. If you want HIV positive or under that classification, it would not be very wise for that knowledge to be among that type of crowd. However, if you all have the same case manager, her name was Tabitha. She was the exclusive case manager for all of the people who are in the shelter who are HIV infected with HIV disease. I was in the shelter 1 year to the day of 9/11. My birthday is September 1st. My license renewed that year. That would have been 2002, of course, when 9/11 is from 2001. That was when I inquired about getting computer resources working for the homeless shelter that would be in compliant with, although I didn't tell her this, of course. I think I just wanted something for my own use. But they had to be in compliant with the World Summit of the Information Society 2003 and 2005. 2005 was located in Tunis. The summit materials are, of course, are online. I've been very involved with the application of the World Summit of the Information Society and what that means. The workstations were all a mess. The Macintosh I really could not do much about because I didn't know about Apples very much at the time. But I did my best to make sure that it was in a working condition. It seemed to be not too hard out of the situation it was in. I don't remember at the present time. I asked for help from someone more knowledgeable Macintosh. And I inquired about what to do about the computer hardware. This is when I was told there's more computer hardware under storage, basically prior residents that never claimed their property, but had put their property in back storage. People that go homeless in a homeless shelter who put their computer in the back area who don't come back to claim it. That means something to me, very, very insightful here. There's something very much important on that machine for them to take it out of all the other property they have and have it personally with them. This is before cloud storage, of course. I happen to have the resources to have my own storage unit. And friends are associated with stuff that I didn't have that problem with my own storage with my own hardware, but I wanted to make the function of our society match for the homeless population. As natural as it would be for me to do that, giving my first job ever. This is a story that when you realize the collapse of my HIV health status down to a CD4/CD8 ratio in most recent months has been resulted to the dangerous and life-threatening status of 0.25. Let's go back to 2002. So Wendy Jackson, the director for the East Oakland Community Project, gave me permission to go through the back storage and whatever I could use because it was basically abandoned property. Why it was abandoned and exactly the cases involved, I have to really, 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 really wonder who is at the hands of being and holding the role of society as executioner. As serious as a heart attack. As serious as a heart attack. As serious as a heart attack. I don't blame Wendy Jackson specifically. For the World Summit of the Information Society was fresh on the line of world ideals, of course, 2005. 2003 and 2005. I was there in 2002. That still does not negate what I'm saying. As I said, if we all have the same case manager, we're basically under the same classification, and there are many of us that are basically overwhelming the time frame of case management to actually locate us, relocate us to what is established as subsidized housing, specifically the HOPWA program, Housing Opportunities for Person with AIDS, that is administered by HUD, a federal agency. Now if you get your history straight, and I expect that you would, you would know that the person who was responsible to be the director of HUD at that time was fired by the Barack Obama administration. The specifics I do not exactly know at this point in time, but it does not matter, something about fraud. It was an extreme case for the Barack Obama administration to fire the director of HUD. Replace them for another goony, I'm sure, but it's just carry on with the story here. That's another piece of the story that has to be understood. So back in 2002 I made a grand scale improvement to have 3 PC operating computers with printer, when at the time it was recommended that people looking for housing develop a what is called a housing resume. Not able to accomplish such a feat, I felt with my argument that went over the director's lack of interest to maintain whatever she had originally set up there, and it all went to hell. I realize that that is a high abuse environment. Failure to invest in that particular aspect of our civil society and its protection of security and its protection of perhaps even filing for actual civil claims for damages, if necessary, against the perpetrators of abuse as a claim of two claim of vandalism would be something that would be treated seriously, and none of that abuse would begin to, you know, establish itself. It would have been stopped. So they don't care in the law, bringing forward the fact that this is the location for the shelter, which is becoming dilapidated. It's showing its wear. The old tower for mutual stores. The location 5725 International Boulevard. The old location for the what would eventually become a new project for homeless shelter services for the East Oakland Community Project. EOCP.net. I received a letter in the mail in the view of these events. I appeared on behalf of Wendy Jackson at the city council meeting to greenlight the project. This was because I was visible and would have been a successful case, I suppose, of concern in a homeless shelter. I lived at 7607 International Boulevard, and the homeless shelter was an abandoned business property. That building was condemned. That is the address I used to originally register my internet domains. 7515 International Boulevard. Apartment 308. You see, I opened my Twitter account specifically for one reason and one reason only. It was to provide documentation of events to Barack Obama. This was in 2013. And what was at the time a promise to walk home issued on May 20, 2006. You can find the words that I wrote are at Listen to Oakenseer at WikiWorld by James Driscoll on pound sign SoundCloud. Web, link, https://om.soundcloud.com/vjbhd-... Barack Obama in 2009 signed two things. The reauthorization of the Ryan White Care Act. Underlying the Ryan White Care Act is something very sinister. The Barack Obama also signed the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities. Mutual stores is the origin of Safeway stores. This is the NPNO record of my current HIV doctor that I expect failure. Web, link, https://npno.com/np/ 1,851,498,729-Sadakar-V-Malala/3 years ago posted in the id of what is now noted as a civil society credential as a school. This introduction text will be a QR code established to the check, dash, in location that I have established on Twitter and Growler. My appointment is tomorrow with Dr. Malala. I expect failure. Even my very own family has been an instrumental representation of an executioner. My email address is facts.lee.hayden.eddie@gmail.com. On SoundCloud, these recent updates are truth. Listen to in dash the dash alls dash of dash all dash halls dash all dash halls dash of dash hell.ogg by facts don't lie, hated on, I died, by suicide on pound sign SoundCloud. Web, link, https://om.soundcloud.com/mo4. Listen to 911, dash, text, dash, interface, dash, hysteria bound, dash, paradigm shift, dash, 2. Og by facts don't lie, hated on, I died, by suicide on pound sign SoundCloud. Web, link, https://om.soundcloud.com/3djhg. --. Web, link, https://www.reddit.com/r/stalking/comments/ RIN98/SAN_BERNARDINO_POLICE_DEPARTMENT_ALLOWS_GANG/. Now maybe you will understand why there is a 911 text interface. The history of that text interface is posted on SoundCloud. All you have to do is listen to the audio. But it will be no good. Nobody in civil society will stand up, not one person. And I must have to die. One way or another, if I die, those who are responsible for violating my rights are guilty and pursued by the state to an indictment and prosecution of guilty. The law that is enabled here or disabled was written after World War II in defense of the German soldiers, saying they were just following orders. Any person is any person. These are Declaration of Human Rights enacted in the late 1940s. The one that applies as well. Article 25, access to adequate health care, which is being violated. I must have to die. I must have to die. I must have to die. Nobody will enable Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, signed into actionable law in 2009 by the Barack Obama administration. Web, link, https://hrlr.law.columbia.edu/hrlr/introducing-8-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home. Issue 49.3-. This reviews the Reddit post. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /snapchat-permanent/a%20publishers%20clearinghouse%20sweepstakes.ogg-. I do not give my consent of all of civil society to remain there ignorant. In that intentional ignorance, I die. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-care/veronica-ann-warnick-driscoll/james-martin-driscoll-in-declinable-consents-vcard-i-must-insist-and-must-protest-if.ogg. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-software/ Disability Advocation Agent, / Wesley Health Centers, .com/patient-and-family-centered-care/Veronica. Ann Warnick. Driscoll, / Epitaph, Loss of Nature, Peace, Is, Not, Possible, When.ogg. This tell us more. Check in text atop of Lit Mountain on Growler attached by QR code. Web, link, https://ULand.Gillegilistings.com/US/San-Bernardino/46800898814/Grotwav-Person3A-Great-Reasons-Us-Will-Unite-Peace-Person3A-Complete-Worldwide-Peace. I am a school at this location. Google Maps. Adult Consensual Practices School. At grotwav.net, PC Building Website Headquarters. School. Web, link, https://www.cdc.gov/ncbddd/disability-inclusion.html. Including people with disabilities in these activities begins with identifying and eliminating barriers to their participation. How many people are targeted individuals of gang stalking? Not given legal capacity. Web, link, https://hrlr.law.columbia.edu/hrlr/introducing-8-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/incorporating references to some of these efforts in Europe, Africa, and Australia. This article focuses on two of the longest-standing and most-developed efforts, those in Canada and Bulgaria, for lessons that might be learned. It considers efforts in the United States, which have, thus far, concentrated on SDM to the exclusion of the specific right of legal capacity. This is the identification of barriers set forth against me. How do you all sleep at night? Web, link, https://www.justice.gov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his, / her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, use. C. Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death.